A reading from the book of Genesis. In those days, Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. And being a priest of God Most High, he blessed Abraham with these words. Blessed be Abraham by God Most High, the creator of heaven and earth, and blessed be God Most High, who delivered you, your foes, into your hand. Then Abraham gave him a tenth of everything. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, I received from the Lord what I handed to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was handed over, took bread, and after he had given thanks, broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, also the cup, after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus spoke to the crowds about the kingdom of God, and he healed those who were in need to be cured. As the day was drawing to a close, the 12 approached him and said, "Dismiss the crowd so that they may go into the surrounding villages and farms and find lodgings and provisions, for we are in a deserted place here." He said to them, "Give them some food yourselves." They replied, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have, unless we ourselves go and buy food for all these people." Now the men there numbered about 5,000. Then he said to his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of about 50. They did so and made them all sit down. Then taking the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing over them, broke them, and gave them to his disciples to set before the crowd. They all ate and were satisfied. And when the leftover fragments were picked up, they filled 12 wicker baskets." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We heard these words taken from the first reading this morning. Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. A need or want. I'm going to relate to you a true story about two priests of this diocese, and I'm going to distinguish them by a younger priest and an older priest. The younger priest had known the older priest even before he was ordained, even in grade school, because the older priest had been an associate in his home parish. Once he was ordained a priest after a couple of years, the younger priest went to the older priest and said, "I just cannot live on our priest's salary in this diocese. It's got to be bigger than what we're getting right now." The older priest knew was kind of well known for being able, doing well with finances. So he asked him a couple of questions, and he said, "I want you to be truthful. Whatever I'm going to say, I want you to categorize it either as a need or a want." He says, "Do you have a car?" He said, "Yes, I do." Is it a need or a want?" Right away, he said, "Well, it's a need." He said, "Okay." He says, "I know you have a very nice motorcycle. Is that a need or a want?" And he took a little time and said, "Well, I suppose it's really more a want." He said, "Do you have a boat?" He said, "Yes, I do." "Is that a need or a want?" And he classified it as a want. You're kind of seeing a pattern here. He said, "I also know you have a snowmobile. Is it a need or a want?" And he said, "Well, I think I would say it would be a want." He said, "That's your problem." He said, on each one of these vehicles, you have a loan. You can't afford it on our salary that we get. He said, I think you need to make a very thoughtful decision. He did. He got rid of both the motorcycle, the boat, and the snowmobile. And so I was able to make payments on the car and start saving money. But isn't that true for people you hear? They classify things as wanted, and they think that they should become needs. And especially in our economy today, it's going to be more and more difficult to satisfy any wants that we have because we need to keep them for true needs. Now, I'm not here this morning to talk about a course in Economics 101, but I use this because of what we heard in our first reading, what Melchizedek, in approaching Abram, what he asked him to do is to consider a need or a want. Our first reading today is taken from the book of Genesis, shortly after God had called Abram to be the father of nations. And so he very much blessed Abram. He was able to conquer enemies up to this point. And when he approached Melchizedek, Melchizedek welcomed him and said, truly, you are blessed. But he said, this is what I want you to do. There's two things to keep in mind. I first of all want you to think that you need to give praise to God and to thank him for the blessings. Abram pulled out the gifts of bread and wine, very essential, simple gifts to have in this prayer. Bread is probably the staple that you need to rely on in that part of the country, and wine because water is probably very unsafe to drink. So he says, we're going to ask God to bless you, but in return, be thankful for God for his blessings upon you. You would not be here at this point if you had not relied on God and God had blessed you. But in return, he says, also you need to give back to God to show your gratitude to him for being blessed. So he called Abram to give 10% back to God, and that would be showing in your heart that you are grateful for the blessings you have received from God. Now, looking very quickly at our second reading today, taken from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, this account is the earliest in sacred scripture of what was done at the Last Supper. We probably would think right away it would be the gospel accounts, but this letter was written at least 10 years before the first gospel account of St. Mark was put to print. And so St. Paul relates what had happened at the Last Supper and what they were continuing to do. Jesus said to offer a celebration of the Mass, because you are to do this until I will come again. Jesus taking again two very essential, important, and necessary gifts, bread and wine. But now it isn't so much as important as to be fed physically, but now to be fed spiritually. For this is Christ's body and his blood. I could ask you a question right now. Being here right now, is this a need or a want? I would hope that you would say that this is a need. We too need to come to God, to gather as his faithful people, to pray, to recount the blessings that were received this past week and perhaps throughout our life, and come here in gratitude, to give thanks to God. The word Eucharist is taken from the Greek word Eucharistia, meaning to give thanks. So the Holy Eucharist is our time to give thanks to the Lord our God, to be thankful. But we too should give back to the Lord too for the gratitude that he and blessings he has given, that we give back 10% to him to show that we are thankful. That way it opens up our hearts to be truly charitable. Let us give thanks to the Lord in the celebration of this Eucharist. We gather as one people believing in these simple gifts that are going to become the body and blood of Jesus Christ. We need them. They are necessary for us on our journey in this life, for we hunger for the bread of life. And so we give thanks, and let us give back to him in return for the blessings he has given us.